The good wife of Reverend Allen dropped dead at 2:30 yesterday. Arkansas, 1887. Mr. Wharton's watermelons are getting ripe. I saw him out in the patch the other day thumping them. Tennessee, 1903. Alma Wevold has decided not to travel to St. Paul. The movement of the train puts her ill at ease. Minnesota, 1908. The war is over, and all restrictions on meat are off. So go back to your meat and enjoy it. New York, 1919. We are sorry to say that Miss Alberta Black has a real sore hand caused by putting lye on a wart. Alabama, 1923. Mrs. Gust Summerfield is contemplating a visit with relatives. North Dakota, 1909. The dog fight, he claims, was accidental as the two dogs met in a saloon. Tennessee, 1913. To the mothers of the losing entries, it is well to remember the homeliest babies often turn into the handsomest come courting time. Arkansas, 1911. On arriving at 119th Street and Madison Avenue, the police sighted a party of goats, and that's when the trouble started. New York, 1882. Old maids and bachelors will discuss why they avoided matrimony Wednesday at Rias Hall. 10 cents admission. Colorado, 1900. Shooting scrape between Gregory and Birch gangs. One killed. Possession of watermelon caused the trouble. Oklahoma, 1890. Giants take 2-game lead over Phillies despite Hogs' impressive hurling. New York, 1919. Having stepped out for a smoke last night, Sam McElrath heard a would-be thief calling his hog in a very low tone. Tennessee, 1903. Mr. and Mrs. Morris drove to Valparaiso early Friday and identified a crippled chicken as one taken from their farm. Indiana, 1923. Mr. George Anderson has our thanks for a big eggplant. Tennessee, 1903. Somewhere in Davenport, 250 gallons of grain alcohol rest uneasily as the strong arm of the law gropes nearer and nearer. Iowa, 1923. Among the items Fleming stole were a wooden leg, a Mother Goose book, and 50 small fox heads. Missouri, 1907. To some of our delinquent subscribers, bring in some pork to offer us and see whether we would accept it. North Carolina, 1891. And here's the last one. And it's actually, this one was the most retweeted of all the tweets. And you'll see why. We should quit our waste of fuel and hunt for some substitute for coal, wood, and oil, which are going to give out. California, 1900.